Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, February 13th, 2019. It's a fact. Men want absolutely nothing for Valentine's Day. At least that's what Kennedy read. We had singer Lucas Graham on the show. Townie Cupid trying to make sure Annie understands how important Valentine's Day is. And we had a great night with the cool kids at the Boston Opera House. Annie doesn't even realize that tomorrow's Valentine's Day, but producer Dan is here to get her in their romantic mood.
Annie has a black heart. She thinks Valentine's is stupid. Producer Dan's not having it.
He's gonna be her Cupid.
Annie, she hates relationships.
Annie, I'm here to give you tips.
But Annie won't be tied down. Dan will show her
love can be found.
Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan. Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan.
All right, we're going to start with this first piece of audio here. It just says, old guy on street.
So this was us. We were at Copley Square. Annie had roses she was trying to give out to the people.
Hi, sir. How are you? I just want to say happy Valentine's Day. You don't want it?
No, thank you.
Give it to someone else who appreciate it.
Why? You don't appreciate it?
No, the flowers. Someone else appreciate it more than
I. It's a chocolate rose, though.
No strings attached.
Are you going to take a picture of it?
This isn't going the way I thought it was going to go.
I'm going to call you up.
How does it feel having Annie come up and give you a rose for Valentine's Day today?
Major day.
Aww. You're the best. Love, can I give you a hug?
Love makes the world go round.
See?
Look at this guy. That's awesome. God. Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm going to cry.
And Annie's heart grew one size.
Annie, love makes the world go round.
Okay, it went from me handing the man the rose to him saying no, and then saying no strings attached.
He seriously
and I was
thought
like, okay,
you
what
were
going to
take his wallet.
I know, it made me scared.
You look like such a menacing character.
Right? Right?
But then at the end, I was all here for it.
I know, and we hugged, and it really was so nice.
All right, see?
So that's the good news. The bad news is it was all downhill from there.
Ma'am, do you hate love? It's okay, we still love you.
That's an accurate depiction of my love life.
That's who we don't want you to turn into.
So Annie's out there bearing her soul, trying to make meaningful connections with people, and they'll just push her aside and walk right by her. And then I'll heckle them.
So Dan starts heckling them.
Yeah. Listen, I might be...
I just
want to
say happy Valentine's Day.
You can't hurry love, sir. You just have to wait.
Yeah, definitely wait.
It don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. He doesn't get it.
I got a lot of no's.
Yeah. As a card-carrying Cupid, I work very closely with the Supremes.
It was wonderful for me because I'm sitting back and I'm watching these two run around dressed up in Copley Square. And it was just wonderful to be behind the camera of this.
And really in front of the camera.
I just enjoyed it so much just
and here,
watching
And here comes
stuff.
The garbage truck of love.
Yes. This was finally we get somebody who's into it. And then as a metaphor for this whole bit in Annie's life, a garbage truck just pulls up.
Do you guys like Valentine's Day?
Of course.
So, why and how?
Do you believe in love?
Very much so.
Okay, what can we do to help Annie?
No, keep doing this.
I know, but I just don't like Valentine's Day.
You don't like Valentine's Day?
It's too much for me.
I don't know. Valentine's Day, not like romantically. Like meeting your friends and family.
I guess.
Literally nothing like a garbage truck just rolling right there, and it's like, all right.
It's like one of those scenes in a movie where they're trying to have you not see what the characters are saying, so like a horn blast or something like that.
It's going to be our band name, though, Garbage Truck of Love.
Oh, I don't hate that.
All right, last piece of audio. What did we learn?
Annie, how do you feel about today?
Not good.
It hasn't gone the way I wanted it to, but if a stranger ran up to me looking like this, trying to offer me strange food, I don't know where it came from. I understand their hesitation.
Hi, can you eat my chocolate rose?
We also have a van in the back.
Let's call it a day.
Let's call it a day. You found
Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan, Dan and Annie, Annie.
Garbage truck of love.
Are you feeling it yet?
Absolutely not.
We're having a tough time.
You changed that guy's life.
Yeah,
or,
and then
or whatever yesterday.
Six other people said no to me, Kennedy, and I just
hold on to the one.
Okay. Tomorrow is the final day. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, right?
Unfortunately.
Okay. I think we have an idea, Kennedy, to get Annie to buy into Valentine's Day.
Tequila?
No.
No. Let's just bring her back in the studio because everything we do outside of the studio just doesn't go well.
Tomorrow on the show, headphone karaoke, love song duets with Dan and Annie.
Here for it.
Okay.
Oh, I love here this.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Lucas Graham. Such an interesting story with Lucas. He grew up in an anarchist community in Denmark, in Copenhagen, and it was lawlessness, and people just didn't get out of this neighborhood. It was really just a crazy story that he had this huge hit and ends up at the Grammy Awards. He's coming in to do a show for us. We're going to be doing our VIP thing at the Boston Flower and Garden Show. You can go to mix1041.com. You can win tickets. You can buy tickets. He's also doing a show at the House of Blues on March 13th. And Lucas, we know every time you do a show, you're taking your shirt off. So that has to be the first question. Will you be taking your shirt off at the Boston Flower and Garden Show preview party?
I mean, that depends on the temperature inside the venue. That's usually what limits me from being shirtless.
I feel like every performance I've ever seen you, you've found a way to take off your shirt, which I respect.
I mean, I don't like to perspire in my clothes. I hate to be sweaty and wear a T-shirt. So when I jump around and do my stuff, I occasionally do shed a bit of clothing.
The last time you were here in Boston, you came by, you did a mix lounge for us, and that was in the spring of 2016. So 7 years had been out for 6-8 months at that point. It was just about probably a number one song, but we had not gotten to the Grammy nominations and then how your life has changed since then. So if you can you kind of encapsulate quickly what it's been like from 2016 to 2018 for you in your life and having the success that you did after 7 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy whirlwind of experiences and countries and cities, a lot of airplanes and hotels, and it's as if now when we travel around, we get the time to see a little bit more of the cities. I was lucky that I've been to Boston before when I was 20, but I mean, Boston was one of the cities we drove into it and we drove out of it, and suddenly 6 months later, we were nominated for 3 Grammys. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone personally back where I'm from in Denmark that's been nominated for a Grammy, and we went and performed at the Grammys where my mom was there, and I had my girlfriend was at the Grammys, you know what I mean, with my six-month-old baby was in a house close by being babysat by one of my friends. Like the whole idea that I became a father, I got Grammy nominated, got to tour the world, and now it looks like we get to do it all again. And so I feel super blessed.
I ended up talking to you actually that year at the Grammys after you came to Boston. That was the last year that I was out there. They don't let me go anymore. Have you found that?
I'm sorry, that was a detrimental interview.
Yeah. Oh no, it just all went downhill for me after that, Lucas. I'm just telling you. No, but so have you found now that you kind of have found like the secret formula for when you're on the road with having your family, with kind of doing all that? Because after the success of 7 years, you know, that kind of opens some doors for you and you realize, you know, how to do this touring musician thing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of doors open when you get a lot of success, and a lot of people want a piece of you. And I think the most important part is to say no, thank you, and say yes, please.
Be polite.
Sometimes, you know,
yeah, sure.
And the whole balance of being polite when you say no, thank you to an opportunity, because I've been given great opportunities, but I've also had to prioritize seeing my daughter before New Christmas Eve, or going to Ireland with my family and not having to work, for example, and those, it's tough to say no to work, but it's also tough to say no to your family. So it is it's a mix, and it's never perfect, and you never find the right balance, but you just keep working on it.
It is Carson and Kennedy with our friend Lucas Graham. He's actually going to be coming into town and performing a mixed lounge at the Boston Flower and Garden Show. We do a VIP party beforehand. You get a preview of the Boston Flower and Garden Show, which is super cool. And it's to benefit the Genesis Foundation for Children. It's happening Tuesday, March 12th, right before his show. You can find out more information if you go to mix1041.com. So we're just coming off the Grammys this past weekend, Lucas. I know year before last, you were there, you were nominated. What was it like to go from the life that you had to being around all of those people, all of those talented music industry people?
It was a cool, weird feeling to be in that league for that one night, being nominated alongside legends. But I come from a place where people are people, and I acknowledge the fact that these great artists that we look up to are also just people. I find that one of the most amazing parts of getting to meet some of those legends. A guy like Anthony Hamilton walked up to me and was like, "Wow, great lyrics, love your songs." Like, and then you're stoked, mm-hmm. and you realize, "Wow, okay, if they can give compliments, so can I," you know.
Let me ask you this. You're going to be in town March 13th, and I don't know if you're familiar with the band The Dropkick Murphys.
No.
Shipping up to Boston. Look up that song when you get a chance. Put it in your iTunes, and I guarantee you'll probably love it.
They're from Boston, and they do a run of shows to mm-hmm. celebrate St. Paddy's Day. And so they're playing the night after you at the House of Blues. And I'm hoping if you get the chance,
oh, yeah, totally.
If you're able to stick in town, I know your next show isn't for like two more days in New York. I would highly like to recommend to you to check out the Dropkick Murphys in Boston at the House of Blues.
I'm bummed that I can't stay to see a show, but a funny story about St. Paddy's Day and the song Love Someone that you're playing on the radio that mm-hmm. I wrote with my guys.
Yeah.
The first time I ever met my lovely, lovely girlfriend, I was 18 years old, and it was St. Patrick's Day.
You think she would like yeah. to go to a show? I mean, it's a fun show. You spoke about Ireland before. It's there, you know, this is some good Irish music, I'm telling you.
I mean, St. Patrick's Day was invented in America, so I guess that's where to try it out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it is out of control. Well, we are super excited. Savannah, Georgia.
Yep.
I've actually been to that party.
They have a gigantic party. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah. They get
that's
out of control.
That's where the first St. Patrick's Day parade was held.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so House of Blues again, Wednesday, March 13th. Please check out the new album, Three, the Purple Album, the new song, Love Someone, which I finally got to see the video the other day, and it's a very emotional video, seeing you there, having your child, the love that you're showing with your shirt off, having that connection with your child. I mean, it's pretty special. It was really, I enjoyed it. As a parent of three kids, I really connected with it when I watched the video. I thought it was spectacular.
Made me very happy to hear you. Thanks a million.
All right. We'll see you when you come to town. Thanks, Lucas.
See you in a minute. Take care, guys.
All right, there goes Lucas Graham.
What a nice fella.
He's an angel.
He is the nicest guy. So you can get into this Boston Flower and Garden Show preview party. There are passes we're giving away at mix1041.com. You can also purchase tickets there. It's for a great fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It's for the Genesis Foundation for Children. Again, go to mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Today is Galentine's Day. It's also Cheater's Day. Like, this is the day that married people cheat.
No, it's the day you have to give the flowers to your other woman because you're not allowed to be with her on Thursday. Yeah.
Exactly.
Elsewise, you get your butt kicked.
Right, right. Seem like so. Smart things to do.
Yeah. I was reading some of
the
It's a thing.
I was unaware of this weird thing.
617-931.
You're a good and honest man, Saul.
1234. When they were telling me all these days that are happening today, I was like, what are you talking about? Who celebrates these things? But Kenny read a story that said most guys don't want anything for Valentine's
right.
Day, and you didn't believe that.
No, I feel like... I feel like it's if I'm expecting to get something, then I would like to give something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I gave something yesterday for Valentine's Day to a boy.
I think you would want to make
he
someone
seemed to like it.
Feel special, whoever you're in a relationship with or something.
But
you want to make them feel special,
and
too.
We're wrong, so nah. I would like to ask the men.
I got a text from a guy in the 508, and he says, as a man, it is my opinion Valentine's Day is about female appreciation. For 364 days in general, we are stupid. We get it wrong, and it is our one day to redeem ourselves and attempt to get it right.
It's amazing. I'm so here for it.
No, I don't want anything on Valentine's Day in general. I'm just more of a, you know, spur of the moment kind of guy. But I think the difference is that what women find thoughtful is different than what men find thoughtful. Like, what you find thoughtful are the words and emotions and things like that. And, mm-hmm. and
words are
some,
big for me.
Some yeah. guys love that. Mm-hmm. You know, Carson's one of those guys. He likes that kind of stuff. But I'm not one of those. I don't need it. You know, just show, you know, you could show me with
your
little
action.
Things or anything like that. I like that. But thoughtful to me would be like My wife getting me like a power saw.
My wife, do you know what gifts?
Or like a filtration on that system.
One. Yeah, no, it's you know like, what I remember from back in the, my wife bought me one year for my birthday, and it's still to me one of the greatest gifts she ever bought me, was a car stereo for my Jeep. Yeah. Yeah. It was just something I use every day, and it was electronic, and it was just awesome.
Women always get on men's cases because we buy gifts. They're like, oh, utilitarian. Like, oh, you bought me a vacuum, or oh, you bought me this. And it's because that's kind of how we are. That's
somebody buys me a Dyson. Okay, no, I'm here.
But, I'm so here for it.
No, but that's me? But most people are like, oh, that's not a romantic gift. And it's like, that's what we as guys like something that's useful to us.
Okay.
But
that's helpful.
You know, but I buy the stuff that I want. So
let me talk to Kathy here. Kathy, is it true what Kennedy read that most guys don't want anything for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it is true. And I think because some of the guys I've talked to in the past, ex-boyfriends, whatever, not my current boyfriend, he's great, but they think like the card companies made it up as a holiday, like Hallmark, and you know, for them to make money off the of Valentine's Day.
They did.
They did. Is
right?
It made up?
It is.
All holidays are made up.
Well, I mean,
yeah, it's a made up.
But at the end of the day, I get all that. You're still going to have to buy your girl something. Like, do you really not want anything? You don't want a card? You don't want words that say how much this person cares about you and loves you?
No.
No?
I want it all.
All right.
I want the words. I want the bling.
Well, I know, because we're women. I'm not asking that question. I know what we
there's
want.
There's a different thing between what you find thoughtful and what we find thoughtful.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie, though. The thought of being at work and at 11 o'clock some flowers show up for you.
Like that's amazing.
That's never happened to me.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I've asked you numerous times if I should send flowers to a boy, and you said no.
Right.
Yeah. I'm gonna go.
Well, you're
on a complete job site.
Yeah.
No.
But, I sent them to my boyfriend once, and he loved it. He thought it was very thoughtful. He's like, nobody ever gave me flowers before.
Yeah. If Lana did that to me now.
Then he said, don't waste your money again.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, great guys.
Hi, happy girls. Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye.
Another text says, I don't believe the holiday is geared towards men because, honestly, we are perfectly happy for another year if we can just get this one day right.
God bless you.
Send me a sandwich.
Sandwich?
Oh, can you send me a sandwich? Ooh.
So like, a sandwich instead of
like
a bouquet
instead
of flowers?
Of flowers? Yeah, like a hoagie or something like that.
A roast beef
that
sandwich?
That to me, like if you could find an Arby's. Like
things I could work
deliver
with.
Deliver McDonald's french fries and like a McFlurry.
No, not Arby's. I want like a good like Boar's Head sandwich.
Arby's is a good sandwich. Why don't you back it up, son?
I get Boar's Head every day. I don't get Arby's every day. That's the
beef
problem.
Beef and cheddar for the win. Thank you, Salt.
Big Mo.
Now I know what to do.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Quickly, I want to say thank you. We had a great time yesterday. We went to the Opera House, the Boston Opera House, and we saw School of Rock.
Yes.
And we took a group of cool kids with us.
We did.
Awesome.
Five families. They all...
Seven.
Was it seven families?
Yes, honey.
Did you miss two?
I lost count.
Did you leave two there?
Standing around, taking pictures, having a good time.
Guys, we're still here. Guys.
Brave the weather. They all came in. They saw the show, and it was just a spectacular show. A big thank you to Broadway in Boston for having us. Mm-hmm. Those kids that are in that musical are so talented. So it's mostly kids in the cast of School.
Just like the movie. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know, but I wasn't sure if they, you know. Older, you know, if kids
wasn't
like that
a very
go,
popular movie made millions of dollars. Jack Black starred in
well,
it.
Well, I was just
it spawned all of these tiny music academies around
they're
the country
everywhere.
That are now School of Rocks. But now
I
it's
just
fine.
Meant about kids
turned into a Broadway musical
on a Broadway show like that.
They
many
do
kids.
That. They
yeah,
do that.
I guess.
Yeah, they were remarkably talented young people, and yeah. We had an opportunity to meet them after the show. I took back all the kids that we had, and they got to meet the kids who were coming. Three of them were made their Broadway debut last night.
That's awesome.
And so they were like, they got to sleep that morning, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So by the time, you know, it's like 10 something and I'm like, oh, yeah, well, and the kids come in and they are just fired up and they're so happy to see everybody and they're so nice and they take pictures and they sign autographs. Like they're just sweet.
Yeah.
People at the very beginning of their careers, they were so good, and all of our cool kids had such a good time.
That's
it was
awesome.
Such a wonderful opportunity to partner with Broadway in Boston and do that.
When we got down there, I got down there, it's probably about 6:30. We had to meet the families at 7. The show started at 7:30. So I text Kennedy and the sales rep, Lee, and I'm like, hey, I'm at this one restaurant if you guys want to meet there. And Lee texts back and says, oh, I'm right across the street at a different restaurant. So I finish about 2/3 of my beer and leave it and walk outside the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy walks by in front of me. And I was like, Kennedy. Nothing. She keeps walking. So I kind of file in behind
her. Downtown Boston.
So I file in behind
her. She does not have
her
head on a swivel.
And I'm like, Kennedy! And she keeps walking. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, I recognize the outfit. That's got to be her. And she just keeps on walking. So I get to the crosswalk.
So did you come up behind her and grab her? Because that seems smart in downtown
Boston. Or text me on my phone?
No. So I'm standing what I think is in front of you. Why would I even think to take out my phone?
Because I wasn't answering you?
I'm telling you, I could have reached out and put my hand on her shoulder. That's how close I was walking.
Okay, my whole face was covered. I was wearing like a knitted thing that was my entire face was covered.
If I saw that walk by, I knew that would be Kennedy.
Right, exactly. So she keeps walking straight, and now I'm going to cross the street to walk into the other restaurant because I'm thinking maybe that's not her. Yeah. And as I cross the street and get to the other corner, I look, and she is now stopped in front of the theater. Yeah. And turned around, and I can see.
I'd accidentally passed the restaurant that I was going to meet you at, and I had to turn around.
So she turns around, and I'm like, now I'm all in. And I do like the can't be Kennedy.
Yeah.
Kennedy!
Which usually would make the hair on the back of my neck stand up, because he's been yelling at me for 20 years.
Yeah.
I do it twice. So loud that the guy standing there shoveling the sidewalk in front of the second restaurant turns and looks at me. And I was like,
I don't think that's Kennedy.
I turned to him, and I'm like, I thought that was my friend Kennedy. Apparently it's not.
I was just jamming the music in the headphones.
She had her earbuds on, and I didn't know it.
That's how you get hit by a bus.
I don't walk
in the street.
Buses can come on the sidewalk.
I mean,
have you seen Boston traffic?
You
could have
been robbed.
You don't. No, look it. You don't get on the T without the headphones. I'm sorry. It doesn't happen.
Oh, my God. Right? I was screaming, walking behind her. Anyway,
it was a good time.
Yes.
This is just only something that would happen to you, though. Like, just Carson just yelling, Kennedy, where are you?
At one point, he goes, you were holding your phone. I'm like, if only you could have called me on that phone that was holding in front of my face.
But I was standing in front of you screaming your name.
Why didn't you call? Just touch me then.
You Kennedy.
You text inside your house. It's fine.
Oh, I can't.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.